We are learning Maseches Bava Kamma, Daf Kuf Tes Vav Amud Aleph, and we are starting three lines from the top. Before we start, we have to remind ourselves the din of Rav Chisda. In the beginning of the Perek, Rav Chisda was a Mechadish, that if someone steals something, there's a Ganav, he stole something, the Baalim was not Miyayish, someone else went and bought it from this Ganav, or ate it from this Ganav, the halach is, the Nignav could go collect it from either guy, could collect it either from the Ganav, or from the guy who bought it from the Ganav. Even the guy who bought it from the Ganav didn't know the difference. He thought he was buying something. Well, since he bought a stolen item, according to Rav Chisda, you could do a din and be teveya that chayfitz for free from the guy who bought it from the Ganav. And let that guy go back to the Ganav. Say, oh, you sold me to Brooklyn Bridge. Give me back my money. So itmar. Ganav amachar v'achuk ganav. What happened was, Reuven stole something, sold it to Shimon, and now the Baal Bayis, who owns this, realized that Reuven is the Ganav, but he knows also that Shimon bought it. So Rav Shmei de Rav Chia Amar HaDinim HaRishon, that the Baal Bayis, who owns it, goes to the first Ganav, and he's Teveya him. And he can't go to the Lekeach and be Teveya from him. Rav Yechon Shmei de Rav Yani Amar HaDinim HaRishoni, he goes to the Lekeach, he goes to the buyer, and says, well, it's my Chepetz, give it back to me. So it seems like Machlekes here, Rav and Rav Yechonon, who do you go to? So what's the Bira Machlekes? The Gemara doesn't have four pshatim in this Bira Machlekes. Om Rav Yosef v'loy pligi. Rav Yosef says that it's not a Machlekes. Kan lefnei yish. The one case is a 4 years and one's after yish. Kan lefnei yish ha'dinim ha'sheni. If it's a 4 years, then the halach is that you go with the sheni because it's 4 years. So it still belongs to... It still belongs to that to the original to Baal Bayis. So he goes to the Lekeach, say, you know, too bad, you bought something that's not yours, that's mine. Kan l'acha yish. The Rav who says that Adin Marishon is talking about after yish, you have yish and shina reshus. So therefore it's already a kinyan to the Lekeach. And therefore the Baal Bayis only goes to the Ganiv to take his money back, gets his money back. So that's the halacha. L'achi yish din marishin. V'tavayu islu de Rav Chisda. They both hold the Rav Chisda halacha. That means Rav Chisda halacha again is if someone steals something, and then he sells it or someone else eats it, the second guy is chayiv because the ma'ase belonged to the Baal Bayis. But here we both hold the Rav Chisda. Just one case is after yish. After yish, already yish shin reshus. There's no din Rav Chisda anymore. So therefore, din marishin. So that's Bira Machlekes number one. It's not really a Machlekes. One was to a Feyish, Achi Yish. Rav Yerkan and Rav Nil arguing. They both hold Rav Chisda. One's before Yish, one's after Yish. Amle Abaya of Eloi Pligi. You tell me Rav doesn't argue? That means that Rav holds that by Fnei Yish, the halacha would be that Adinim Hasheni. Is that true? Ha Matnas Kahuna, Kafnei Yish, Dami. Matnas Kahuna is always considered Fnei Yish, because Matnas Kahuna, it's not one owner. And it's not possible that the whole Shevet Kahuna was Miyayish ready. Well, pligi, and he argues, the time of the Mishnah, Amaloi, Mecharli me'eho shel paro, Bahoyu bo matonis, that if someone is selling a whole stomach of a paro, of a cow, and in this cow was still the matonis, the kohen gets the zuroya lechayim v'keva, so in a stomach is the keva. So here, the keva is one of the stomachs, and that goes to the kohen as a matnas kuna. So when the butcher was selling this whole stomach of the parah, and in it was a matnas kuna, so in the nice and lekayin, you have to give that kaver to the kayin. You don't take off the price that you paid. You paid for this piece of cow. You paid $100. So you don't go back to the seller and say, what do you mean? Half of it is a kaver, or a quarter of it is a kaver. You give back the money. No, because if someone sells it to you, it's understood that the kaver belongs to the kayin. But loka chamenu b'mishkol. But if you bought it by weight, that means you weighed the stomach, noista lekayin umenakaloi minadamim. Noista, you give it to the kayin and then you take off from the purchase price. You menakaloi minadamim, you go back to the tabach and you take off on the purchase price because lemaisa you paid for that. Va'omar Rav says that halacha loishanu el shakal atzmai, that this whole halacha is only if you did it yourself. You yourself weighed it. You went into the store. You weighed that cow, and that's how you bought it. If a shokalei tabach, the tabach is the one who did the gneiva, technically took it away from the kohen. He's the one who weighed it for you. Hadinim tabach. You go back to the tabach, and that's who the kohen has the din with. He doesn't have a din with the buyer. The buyer bought it. You have a din with the tabach. So what do you see over here? We're talking about fnei yish. The buyer is not unsuspecting, and he thought he's buying everything that belongs to the tabach. And he bought this thing, bought up a mishkal. So it says if the tabach did the original gneva, did the gneva, the halacha is that you're only in, the only din is in my rishon and my tabach. If Rav holds a Rav Chista, here it's always the Fnei Yish, because here, by Kahanim, they're not Miyayish, so it's always like a Fnei Yish. So if we said a Rav agrees that Adim Im Hasheni also as well, fear of Chista, if it's Fnei Yish, here it's Fnei Yish. So Rabbi is saying, how can we say they don't argue? Rav doesn't argue, Rav does argue. So Gemara answers, Ema Av Dinim HaTabach. When Rav said that the Tabach did the weighing, Hadinim HaTabach doesn't mean only the Tabach. Af din im HaTabach. Hadinim is also with the Tabach. So then what's the Chiddush? If you were saying it's only im HaTabach, we understand what the Chiddush is. But you're saying it's also with the Tabach. Rav Chista says, Roitz Mezeh Goyva, Roitz Mezeh Goyva. If that was his Chiddush, the Af din im HaTabach, what's the Chiddush? Ma'o de Tema, Ein Matnas Kuna Nigzela. Maybe you think you never even go back to the first guy, to the Tabach. Because Matnas Kuna, wherever they are, they can't be stolen. They belong to the Kohen wherever they are. That's where we would have a Havmina. And you never go back to the Tabach. You just go to the person in front of you who's holding your Keva, the Kohen's Keva. You go to him. Kamash Vlon. No, that didn't have a Tabach as well. Like Rashi says, Ein Nigzela, the Lima Kinyoni Dedu, the Mekoyach Gavoya Kosle. Vachalheched is to whoever it is, even the Kohen knew. My film is Shakalai Tabach, Yiba Kohen. Melakeach, Kamash Vlon, no. Labaya Domar Pligi Labaya that says that Labaya held not like the first man the Yama. The first man the Rav Yosef said they don't argue. Rav and Rav Yechon don't argue. They both agree that if it's a Fnei Yish, Hadinim Hasheni as well. You go to either one. And if it's Acha Yish, then Marishan. But Abaya held that even if it's a Fnei Yish, he argues. He brought a riot from the case of Tabach. We answered it, but Abaya himself held his machlekes. So Abaya Domar Pligi, my Pligi, what's the machlekes? The Mar says Rav Chista. So here's our second shot in Rav Rabbi Yechanan. According to Abaye, there's a machloikis, Rav and Rabbi Yechanan, if you hold a Rav Chista. According to Rav, we do not hold a Rav Chista, and therefore you never go to the buyer. You always go to the seller, to the guy who stole it, you go to the guy, and that's all you do. Rav, that's the second shot. Second shot. I'm just recording it, and it's disturbing. If you don't mind, you go learn downstairs. Rav Zvid, the third shot here is Rav Zvid. The third shot in the Gemara here is Rav Zvid. Rav Zvid says like this, that Rav Zvid, Omar, going, Shinesiyashu ha-bailim b'yad l'keach, b'loy nesiyashu b'yad gan. Rav Zvid said the case like this, that Avada hit the bayim was miyayish. But it was miyayish after l'keach bought it, and it was not miyayish b'yad gan. So here, what's the shiloh? Because here is the shina reshus before the yish. Usually you have yish, which means that the owner is miyayish, and then there's a shina reshus. That's for sure kaina. Lekuliyama. No, not kuliyama, it's kubis mechlekes, but that's usually kaina. What? Ganav
is
not shina reshus? No, Ganav is not shina reshus. Ganav is the Ganav. When he gives it over and he sells it to the next person, that's shina reshus. That's not shina reshus, that's the Ganeva. That's not shina reshus. Shina reshus is after he takes it, there's yish, then he gives it over to the next place, that's called shina reshus. So here, there was a yish after the shina reshus. That's the case here. It was miyayish in the yad lekeach. So here, so Rav Zvid says, "Kegoyin shi siyashu abayim biyadakeach, v'loin siyashu biyadganav. V'apligi marasov a yirsh v'achah shinu reshus. Kani shinu reshus v'achah yirsh loy kani. Omai sov a loy shna. So this is machlekes. If you hold that yirsh works after shinu reshus, so that means according to Rav Zvid here, it could be everyone holds a Rav Chista. Everyone holds a Rav Chista. It means that 4 years taka, you go to the second guy and say, give it back to me. Either the second guy or the first guy. Everyone agrees to Rav Chista. But here, you had a year's Shina Rishus. The problem was it was out of order. So one man the Yama holds, that's sufficient to be a Kenyan. Therefore, you go only to the Marishan. That's what Rav holds. And Mashenki, Rav Yechon will hold that it goes, you go to the second guy because you still have a Din Rav Chista. Because here, it's not called year's Shina Rishus since the year's was after the Shina Rishus. So that was shot number 3 in Rav and Rav Yechon. Rav Papa, a whole different shot. Ganz different shot. But Glima the Kuliyam le Pligi the Hadulamari. Avada, if the Glima is Kayemes, they stole a shirt, you sold it to someone, you go over to the Lekeach and say, Herzachain, it's for 4 years, give it back to me. And everyone agrees to that. So what's the Shail over here? Here, Adim Marish and Adim Hasheni is something else. But also by the Koras Ashok Kamiflagi. The Machloikis over here is does the guy, the owner, have to pay the Lekeach to take it from him? Avada could force him to sell it to him. And then he'll go back to the Ganav Rishon and collect his money. But the Balabayas has to pay the Lekeach. Why? Because the Lekeach is unsuspecting. And people are not going to do commerce anymore if they're going to be worried. They're buying stolen goods. That's called Tekanas Hashok. So here, it says like this. The Mechlekes is like this. But if the Glima is Kayim Avada, the Kuli Alma, you give it back. And the machlekes is the koronas hashuk. Rabbis made Rav Chiya Amar had dinim arishon, which means dini de lekeach the lishko zuzi meganev. Also, but the koronas hashuk. Had dinim arishon and dinim hashen is going on the lekeach. He says the lekeach is dinim arishon. Lekeach loses the glima, goes to the balabayas, and then the money he takes up with the rishon, goes back to the ganev. He says, "You sold me the Brooklyn Bridge. You give me back my money." Rav Yoichram Shmuel Rav Yani Amar dinim hashen, which means that dini de lekeach. Imasheni, which means in the balabais. Dina de lekeach, lishkom and balabais, that he deals with the balabais, he gets money from the balabais, and the balabais will go back to the ganav to get money. So that's the shiloh when he comes, talking about the evahonzer of chista, and lefnei yish, you get back the glima. But the shiloh is there a new halacha that the balabais has to pay for his item and then go back to the ganav. As the koran sashuk. Rabbi Yechon holds that he made at the koran sashuk, like Rashi says, and he the Islam the Rav Chista, lemotzi lekeach lemein balabayis lav baal dvaram diyat. You can't say, you know, get out of here. But lemaisa, he has to pay for it. So Rashi asks, if either way, the balabayis has to pay for it, so what's the difference if you're holding Rav Chista or not?
Why either way?
Because, let's say you don't hold Rav Chista. Still, you could, presumably, force him to sell it to you. We know it's your item, so you can force him to sell it to you. So you're paying for it. He's saying if you're paying for anything about the Karnas HaShuk, what's that for me in La Locha? If you're paying for the Karnas HaShuk, or if you don't hold the Rav Chista? What's it again if you hold the Rav Chista? So Rashi answers, Nafgamino will be in a case where someone stole it and someone else ate it. It's not here anymore. It's gone. It's not here. It's Rashi as a case. Let's say someone ate it now. It's not here anymore. So if you hold the Rav Chista, then you could go be Teveya, the person who ate it. But if you don't hold the Rav Chista, then you wouldn't be able to be teveya the guy who ate it. So that's why it's nafkamina that we're saying we hold the Rav Chista, and still over here there's takonas hashok that you have to pay for it. And if you didn't hold the Rav Chista, even though you'd have to pay for it, but you might still be another nafkamina. So here's saying really everyone holds the Rav Chista, and the nafkamina is takonas hashok. Right, the Gemara does. We're saying Rav does not hold the Karnas HaShuk. Rav says that you take it away from the lekeach, and lekeach goes back to the ganav and says, "Here, give me back my money." V'sova Rav lost, but the Karnas HaShuk. But Rav Huna Tamidei de Rav Hava. Rav Huna was Talmud de Rav. V'Chanan Bisha Ganav Glima. Rav Huna was Talmud de Rav. V'Chanan Bisha. Of course, Chanan Bisha means he's a bad person. He stole a glima. V'Zovna, he sold it. Also, Rav Huna, the Kinder Rav Huna, Amaleila Hu Gavra. They told the Balabayas, who's the original owner of the glima, says Zil Shari Avitach. Go be poida your glima from the lekeach. So you see, Rav Huna was a Talmud of Rav, held, they had to pay for it. And here, L'chayra, you see, you have the Karnas HaShuk. And for the Gemara, no. Really, usually, you just take it from the lekeach, and lekeach goes back to the Gam to collect his money. Here, Shani, Chanan, Bisha, Kivin, Lek, Lashlumi, Menei, Kelehuka, Dami. He was very hard to collect from him, Chanan, Bisha. We had a story in Daf Lama Zayin, Chanan, Bisha. He, one time, he hurt someone. So they said, you owe half a pruta. They said, he didn't have change. He hit the guy again and took the other pruta. He was a shvera mensch. There's no way you're going to get the money out of him. So there, even Rav agrees, make it to Karnas HaShuk. It's like, loy huka dami. It's like, we don't know who the ganav is. For example, in the case we don't know who the ganav is, so then you have to pay the lekeach to get it back, because there, you definitely have to Karnas HaShuk. Rashi spoke down, getting a sugya, that miu hecha, if you look at the top of the Amud, the last wide line of Rashi, the end of the line, it says, miu hecha loy huka a ganav, of the rabban to Karnas HaShuk, lito mashinosan. There, Avada Lekeach will take his money. Avahecha Huka Ganev, so he should go back to the Ganev to get his money. That's the Mishaila. The Machloikas Tacharas HaShuk is only where we know who the Ganev is. If we don't know who the Ganev is, so then he forgot to. He bought it in the flea market. You know where the guy is. The guy's gone. So the guy was walking around in the street if he's selling things, peddler. He doesn't know where the guy is. So then, everyone agrees Tacharas HaShuk is you have to pay for it. And you go find the Ganev to find who to get the money back. Amarava. That the law is that if the ganav meforsim, they did not make a takanas hashuk, because there you should have known better. The whole reason why making takanas hashuk is you feel bad for the lekeach. The lekeach bought something, he's unsuspecting, but if you know this guy is a ganav, don't buy from him. Don't support his ganav. So if you bought from him, there's no takanas hashuk. Right? The gemara of a chanan bisha to meforsim have also become hashuk. We made takanas hashuk by a chanan bisha. We did say you have to pay for it. Nehi the meforsim levishusa. Enchanami, he was a meforsim nigga Russia, but like in Jerusalem meforsim, he wasn't a meforsim nigga ganev, and therefore you made it to Karnas HaShuk over there. Itmar, ganav upara b'chayve. Someone stole, and he took that glima and he paid up his chayv. So he paid up the malva. Gone over par by kefo. He paid up in the store. He had a credit. He owed money for his groceries. And he paid it up. So in this case, the Baal Bayis goes to the grocery, goes to the malva, and says, "Here, it's my glima." There is no tekaron sashok. Like also by tekaron sashok. Why? The aminon lava daita hani yovas lemidi. You didn't pay for that glima with the money. You gave alva because you trusted the guy. Now he paid back. No tekaron sashok. Tekaron sashok is a guy who buys something unsuspecting. He gave his own money for something. But here, in such a case, there's no tekaron sashok. The aminon lava daita hani yovas lemidi. Another halacha grab tekaron sashok. Mashkanto shavi b'mosam b'meya. Also by the Koran Sashok. In a case where the Ganev used this as a mashkin to get a loan. So the only way, the Gemara says, Pasha, the business-wise, the only way you get a loan with a mashkin, if the mashkin is worth more than the loan. That's the way it works. You know, something's a mortgage on a house, it's a mashkin. You don't take a mortgage, the same value of the house. Always the value of the mashkin is always more than the halva. Because the guy doesn't want a Rolex watch. He wants $10,000 back. So you give me a watch, it got to be worth at least $20,000, then it's worth it to try to sell, you know, the malva try to sell it. So how do you know, what's the raya if the guy gave money for the mashkin, if the mashkin is worth more? So mashkanta shavi masam b'meya with a loan of 100, and the mashkin was worth 200, his mashkin was stolen, also be'et karan sashuk, because here, this guy gave out the money for this item. But shava b'shava, ameima omar, you say, also boy tekaran sashuk. Ameima says that they don't do tekaran sashuk, and Rab Mazuch Om also Tekaron Sashok. What's Pshat on Amemar says you don't do Tekaron Sashok? Because it's not the derech to lend money. You must lend money because you trusted him and not because of the mashkin. And therefore, it's considered like I gave him money anyway and the mashkin is a zaytik thing, so it's not Tekaron Sashok on that. Mazuch Om, they even did also Tekaron Sashok. A similar shayla. Zvina Shava Bashava. When someone sold something, so he said it's Tekaron Sashok in that case. So if he sold it for its right value, also by the Tekaron Sashok. But Shava Meir B'Masan, if he sold 100 for 200, so there, also by the Tekaron Sashok. Why not? Because there, you say, just like the guy gave 100 extra dollars for the item, so obviously he's giving this guy money anyway. I want to give him my matana. So Mustafa gave him my matana for the glima also. And there was not considered he threw out money for the glima. So Zvina Shava Shava also by the Tekaron Sashok. Shava Meir B'Masayim, he sold $100 sweater for 200. Rav Sheish Shama also by the Tekaron Sashok. There's no Tekaron Sashok. Rav Amma, even they also by the Tekaron Sashok. So we had a few different cases here. What's Halacha L'Maisa? V'Hilchasa B'Kulu also by the Tekaron Sashok. Levar, except for a case of Ganav Apara B'Chayiv, where he stole it and paid up his Chayiv, because there definitely, the guy who gave him the loan wasn't for the Glima, and Ganav Apara B'Chayiv, or if the store gave him credit, and then he paid back the store credit with the Glima, those cases, there's no Tekaron Sashok, because I didn't give out my money for your Glima. The Glima was just paid back. There's no Tekaron Sashok, and the Baal Bayis picks up his Glima for free, and let the guy's store say, you're not getting more groceries until you pay up your bill. It's nothing to do with Tekaron Sashok. Avima Bar Nazi, Chamud Ravina. Avima Nazi was the shver of Avina. Have a masik b'hu gaver harba zuzi. Someone owed him four zuz. Someone owed Avima 4 zuz. So what did the guy do? Ganav glima, he stole something. And asked Yanele, he brought back, look, I'm paying you back. But Kai borrowed another 4 zuz. Oisva bar zuz akrini. And he borrowed another 4 zuz. Now he's out 8 zuz and he has a stolen glima. L'soif huka ganav. It was found out that this guy was a ganav. So what do you do now? Also come into Ravina. Oma kamoi. Ganav apara b'chayvoy v'lei b'maisvlei. As the first 4 zuz, you're right. It was a ganav apara b'chayvoy, and you don't have to redeem it for 4 zuz. But hanach abar zuzi achrini, the 4 zuz he gave him afterwards, that was maybe because of the glima. So shekol zuzach v'al the glima. You have to. So the Baal Bayis has to pay 4 zuz to get back his glima. You make a tekaron sashok that much. Maskla rav koyin v'dilma glima b'hani zuzi kamoi yava nelei. Maybe. The glima b'hani zuzi kamoi yelei, and he's paying back for the old chayv, and that halach is gone of a para b'chayv, gone of a para b'kefay. There's no din that tekaron sashok. Va'arba zuzi b'asroi, the new 4 zuz he gave him, it's not pshat he gave it for the glima. Here, amuni ememni, he trusted this guy. Kehechad emni mekar, just like he gave him a loan in the first place. So that's the shaila. So galgal milsa, mota kameder avo. The shaila was, who did he pass like? The first, like Ravina's psak or Rav Kayan's psak? Ravina said, they look at it that he gave the new 4 zuz for the glima, so then it's like a Tekaron Sashok. But Rav Kain was saying, no, that was part of a chayv of the glima, and the new loan was the same way he made an old loan. He trusted him. So also going to Rav Avo, my hilchos like Rav Kain, that we passed like Rav Kain's halacha. Rav Kain holds that either way, you don't get it. There's no tekanas shuk in this case because the new loan is out the nemanis. Zok the Gemara,
even though the loan only came because he paid back.
Yeah. But you see, he gave him a loan in the first place, so he just felt he paid it back. That's all. It's not that he did it for the glima. That's the hell.
He didn't do for the glima. He got back
his money. Yeah. Okay. That's not the same thing. He didn't do it. He didn't like buy a glima. Yeah. He trusted the guy. He might say trust the guy. Narshah, there's three different towns in Bavel. One's called Narish, one's Pepinah, and one's Mechuzah. So we call these people by the name of the city. Narshah, a guy from Narish, Gonav Safra, he stole a sefer. Zavne lePepinah, b'tam mezuzah, he sold it to Pepinah for 80 zuz. Also Pepinah, Zavne lebar Mechuzah, Mechuzah, b'meiv es mezuzah, he sold it for 120. They made business over here. It's all stolen things. So now, it was found that there were stolen goods. So the Baal Bayis wants a sefer back. How much does he pay with the din tekanas hashok? So Amar Abaya, lezer mori de safra, v'yavli bar mechuza tam mezuzi. He only has to give 80 zuz to redeem it. V'shokel safra, he gets a sefer. V'ozo bar mechuza, v'shokel arba'a mepupana. And the mechuza guy goes back, it's 40 from the pupana. Now, what will be the svar on that? Tekanas hashok is, we feel bad for the poor lekeach, so why don't we make a regular tekanas hashok over here, pay 120. So presumably the reason is because the middle guy is not a ganav. So it'll be easy to get your 40 back from the middle guy. The 80 is the hard to get back. That's to get back from the ganav. That's what the Karnas Ashok will only be the 80. That's presumably the reason. But the Gemara has a kash on this. Moskva, Rava, Hashul, Lekech, Meganav. Also by the Karnas Ashok, Lekech, Melekech, Mebayi. Now that we, Lekech buys from a ganav, we did him at the Karnas Ashok. Lekech bought from Lekech, which he didn't buy from a ganav. We don't give him at the Karnas Ashok. He's even more unsuspecting. The guy he bought from is talking about a ganav. So how can we make it worse for him? Elo Amarava. He holds not like that. He holds Lezer Mar Safra Yolay Labar Mukazov Meva Esrim Zuzi. You have to pay 120. Vishaka Safra takes the safer. But Lezer Mar Safra, Lushkabom Pupanah, and takes the 40 from the Pupanah, the Tam Rashah, and 80 from the Rashah, he has to get back all his money from all these Ganov. You know, the middle guy's not a Ganov, but still he made money of something that's not his. And therefore, the Yavada, you have to pay 120, and the balance of the safer goes to the two Chevron and gets back his 120 from them. But the third guy, there is a Tekanas HaShuk for the full 120 according to Rav Avoh.